Hello, and welcome back to Unveiling the Matrix. I am the Copper Color One, the one you call Brother Vincent, also now known as one of the many truth seekers here in this earth to help you find your way back home. Today's podcast, I'm going to title it Happy New Year's. Yep, we done made it. Happy New Year's to all my brothers and sisters that's been scattered in the four corners of this earth. I pray that we all be able to come together and sing our praises to our Father. Just want to say Happy New Year's to everyone. Today is March 19th, 2024. And we already know that, you know, most of the world already have already had their New Year's. You know, ours is a little different because we follow what the Most High asks us to do. You know, you read the word, the history book, or you call it the Bible. If you read it, it'll tell you when you're supposed to, when it is. It gives you all the information. Everything else is man-made, and that's what you've been following. So again, this is not for everybody, but for everyone that reads and understand, yes, Happy New Year's to you, to your family, and to everyone else. You know, we're definitely in exciting times right now, where everything else in the world look like it's going to pieces. For us, this is our blessing. This is each and every day is what I've been waiting on, you know. I mean, again, I'm not hoping and praying all this stuff is, you know, it's bad that's going on in the world, but it is what it is. This is how this world is. You know, this is what the great deceiver wanted. So he's getting what he wants, because at the end of the day, everything he's doing, he's trying to be like the Most High. He wants everybody to bow down to him and sing praises to him. And that's just not, it's not going to happen here. But I just want to step in here and say Happy New Year's. Also, I know we got a lot of things going on, especially with the eclipse that's going on April the 8th. Yes, we done seen it all. We done heard it all. I mean, there's all kind of stuff going on with this eclipse. Man, they're bringing everybody out the woodwork. And in a way, it's kind of, you know, I ain't going to say it's good, but it's a lot different, because normally you wouldn't hear a peep, you know. It's an eclipse, and, you know, I'm going to get my glasses and all that. But this year, this one, for this year, is a lot different, because this one is going to form that X in the skies there. Now, the Most High told us, you know, our people here, the one that read the book, you know, the people of the book, that he was going to give us our signs, you know, and this is a sign for us. And as long as we read, we understand what that sign means. He's telling us, you know, as I told you before, hey, stay ready. Don't get ready. Stay ready. And a lot of people taking this thing and they're running with it. I've heard them all. I mean, or I heard a lot of them. Let's put it that way. I've heard the X marks the spot is the end of the world. You've heard those people running around here. How they come up with that, I have no idea. Now, is it possible? Yeah, but the Most High said nobody's going to know the day or the hour. So all these people who's predicting this day and that hour, if you read, you would have known that no, that's not going to be it, because there's things that has to be done. I know people are here trying to prophesize and all that stuff there, but you know, there's things that still has to happen. that has not happened. One, the Most High has got to get his people together. So, again, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. But there's a lot of things that's going to have to happen. 3 days of darkness, I've heard that. Now, I'm not saying that couldn't happen, but there's a lot of things that's going to happen with this X. I can definitely tell you that, because we already know that, as I stated before, things are only going to get worse. They're not going to get better. And I said that way back when we were dealing with the coronavirus. People were talking about, hey, I can't wait till things get back to normal. I'm like, there is no normal. This is it. Things are going to get worse from here. They're not going to get better. You know, because for one, you don't read. You don't understand. So things are going to get a lot worse before they eventually, at some point, it will get better, but it's not going to be the way you thought. You know, it's not going to be the way you want it to be. Things are going to change. They have to. Can't keep doing the same thing and expect the same, a different result. You know, we all know that's insanity. And that's what's been going on here in this earth. A lot of insanity, a lot of evil, ungodly people doing evil, ungodly things. So no, things are not going to go back to normal. Things are going to get ugly. I mean, if you look at it, you can kind of see, like, you know, this being another exodus for the people of the book. You know, us coming up out of this slavery. And you already know the plagues that went down from there. It's going to be the same thing. Things are going to get ugly for you. For his people, no. But don't get it twisted. We still got to understand what we have to do in reference to that, because a lot of our people didn't make it, even when they were out in the wilderness, because they wanted to go back. There is no going back. There is no need to go back. This is it. Most High is going to bring us out, and all things are going to change. They're going to change. They're not going to be the way they were. So I'm trying to tell everybody, hey, stay ready. Stay ready. And hey, if some of you have to get ready, hey, that's on you. But I'm telling you, you need to stay ready, because it's going to get ugly for a lot of people. Out of nowhere. And again, I'm sorry, because I know a lot of people be like, well, you're trying to throw this fear mongering type tactic out here and all that stuff there. And I'm like, no, I'm not trying to tell you that. What I'm trying to tell you is you need to read. And if you read what's in the book there, then yeah, you have a very good understanding exactly what's going to transpire here in this earth. Has to. It's all written here. Been written. So I'm not changing anything. Again, I'm not the Most High. So I can't change anything. All I can tell you is what the Most High that said. And guess what? You don't even have to listen to me. Go read it for yourself. Better yet, please go read it for yourself. Then you'll get an understanding of what it is that's going on here in this earth. And then you'll understand the urgency. Then you'll understand that, wow, yeah, you definitely been lied to. Speaking of that, everything that you knew, everything that you thought you knew, has been a lie. They done lied to us about everything. Everything. Not some things. Everything is a lie. That's why they didn't want us to read. because then we'll start figuring things out for ourselves, and the Most High will show us the way. And that's what's going on now. People coming to an understanding like, wow, they really did a number on us. But that's what they had to do, because everything was centered around us. They had to get us out the way. Without that, they can't enjoy their blessings, their fruits. And, you know, that's what happens when people are envious and jealous. That's what happens. And we fell for the okey-doke. Our ancestors, they fell for the okey-doke that these people were going to play fair. These people never play fair. They play for keeps. And that's why we've been suffering. That's why we've been oppressed each and every day. Has nothing to do with anything else but us being the people of the book. Everything is centered around us. And that's why they hate us to this very day. Because they want it to be us. So they took everything away from us. The Most High let them do that because we went out mingling when we shouldn't have. We wanted to bow down to their gods. We wanted to do everything that they were doing, because I guess the grass looked greener on the other side. I have no idea, but here we are. And his people was crying out to him, and we're saying that, hey, we're sorry. We are truly, truly sorry. Not just sorry, but hey, we're crying that we're sorry for what we did and what our ancestors did. So here we are. And the Most High said, I'm going to hear you. This is not just one person crying out. It's a lot of us crying out that we're done with all this. We can't take it anymore, because we've given everything that we can give here in this earth, this material. So now we got something better. We know somebody that's better. And he's been taking care of us spiritually with no one else. Like I said, I was definitely lost. Didn't have anybody to hold on to. No one to tell me, hey, everything's going to be all right. Of course, we've heard that. But things were not going to be all right. Not as long as we were playing this game here in this earth. But once I decided that, hey, I'm going to listen to the Most High, I'm going to find out who my Creator is, who my Father is, everything changed. So that's where we're at right now. So again, I'm not going to keep going over this. I just wanted to say Happy New Year's. And things are that X, April the 8th. Yeah, it's a lot of symbolism with that. A lot of symbolism. But that's the Most High telling us, stay ready, because you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm gray. I'm gray do some things here. And this is what this sign is for. Again, it's another one of his covenant with us to let us know that, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Double down, triple down, do whatever you have to do. But yeah, things are going to change. And for some people, it would not be for the good. And for certain people, it will be nothing but good. And that's where we're at. So again, all we can do is keep praying to the Father. Keep our eyes open. Watch for the signs that he's given us. And he's given us some very good signs here. Like I said, the symbolism is truly off the chart with this last one. And we're going to take it and run with it, because we know what that means. At least I do. I have an idea. And like I said, for me, that just means stay ready. So, Happy New Year's to all my brothers and sisters spread out in the four corners of this earth. I pray that we and our ancestors will be able to all come together, sing our praises to our Father, because we're getting there one day at a time. I ask all this in your Son's name. So be it.